This is episode number 2432 of the Who Cares News for Monday, May 1st, 2023. The Who Cares News is a member of the Mouthful Media Podcast Network.
It's not fake news. It's not breaking news. In fact, it's news you couldn't care less about. It's the Who Cares News with your hosts, Van Camp and Morgan.
Jack is back.
Jack?
Not Sparrow. For the first time since 2021, Jack Nicholson.
Oh, that Jack.
Yeah, he was courtside this weekend at the Lakers playoff game.
Oh.
Yeah, this after pals had feared he was becoming a recluse.
Yeah, because he has not been to a game in a while.
No.
And I mean, people are concerned about him.
Well, these past few years, there's been the first in over 50 years, of Jack holding court at his beloved Lakers.
Oh, yes.
Never missing a home game if possible.
Number one fan.
Yeah, he was a fixture, you know, every game.
Yeah, home game.
They
some
multiple
away
shots
yeah.
of Jack Nicholson.
Right. Oh man, you can't miss him. He was center court, courtside. So I mean, he was right there. I mean,
well, over these 50 years, you know, he witnessed the Lakers Showtime years.
Oh yeah, remember
Kareem Abdul-Jabbar.
Yep.
All through the Magic Johnson years.
Yeah.
Through Kobe years, yep. Shaq years.
Yep.
Yeah.
And the LeBron years, which have not been all that impressive.
Funny how he was unable to go through the LeBron years.
Well, now keep in mind, the Lakers won their last finals under the bubble. You know,
yeah.
While they were in Florida. So, shortened season and all. Yeah.
So, right now, they're doing good.
Yeah, we're off to the next round. I know.
Don't jinx it.
Yeah, don't jinx it. I know.
They won their first playoff series at home since 2013.
I know. Is that crazy?
That was on Friday night.
Absolutely crazy.
Against the Memphis Grizzlies.
Yeah, six
best
games.
Best of seven series.
Six games. Yeah. And Jack was there. And that's awesome.
And Jack was there.
How old is he? He's 86.
Old.
He's 86, yeah, I think. Yeah. Well,
that's how old
people
Jack
are,
is.
I read a lot in the last few years that people are just really worried about him.
Yeah.
Period. You know. They don't see him. He's, you know, they were worried a little bit about maybe dementia. I don't know. But, you know, he's totally retired from acting. I mean, when you're 86, you're retired from everything, I think.
Well,
I don't think there's a handful of people. Well, I don't know. He's Jack.
Jack. I wonder how it is he showed up tonight and how he was doing.
Oh, Friday night, you mean?
I mean, Friday night.
Yeah, yeah. You know, I saw a picture. I saw a picture. He looks okay. He looks all right.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, his hair was combed. So
it makes you wonder, why has he not been there?
Well, I think the biggest thing is just, you know, if he's going to have a health problem, he's not going to tell anybody.
No, that's true.
He's able to kind of, you know, I don't know. Anyway.
Sweep it under the proverbial rug.
Yeah, we'll see if he's there this coming week when any of the home games for the playoffs happen in L.A.
Yeah.
At, what is it called? Crypto.com.
Something like that.
That's
it'll always be Staples Center.
Yeah, well, it may be Staples Center sooner than later.
Right. Yeah.
I've done a crypto. Oh my God. Anyway, Jack is back.
On Friday's episode of Live with Kelly and Mark.
Yeah.
Which still seems strange to say.
Yeah.
The married co-anchors discussed a recent article about celebrities over 50 posing in the buff.
Oh my. And if you say, like, I don't know, when I think of celebrities over 50, I think of Martha Stewart. And, oh, I don't want to see that. I just don't want to see that.
No.
Unless they airbrush it.
Jeepers. Bearing It All has no age limit. Do you agree? That's what Mark asked his wife.
Oh, my.
I like it. I'm for it. Body positivity. Why not?
Yeah,
so Kelly agreed.
Points. Yeah.
And turned to ask Mark if he would ever pose nude. And he says, no, I would not. According to Kelly, as she says, as someone who has seen you naked many times,
oh my God,
I highly encourage it.
Oh, TMI,
it's
Kelly.
It's a real treat.
A real treat.
She added with a wink.
TMI, Kelly. Oh my God.
Yeah, you know, when you do see pictures of him without a shirt on.
Why do we see pictures of him without a shirt on? That's what I want to know.
Oh, swimsuit?
Yeah, but I mean, you know.
Besides the fact that he's just nice to look at.
I'm going to put this out here. Okay,
he
I'm going
nice to
put this
to
out.
Look at.
Okay. I don't know if anybody will remember this. We've here in Los Angeles have known about this Ryan Seacrest person for longer than the world did, because he was here on the radio about 7 or 8 years before he ever got onto TV.
Right, 98.7 Star FM.
And Los Angeles Magazine did a spread on Ryan because nobody knew who this guy was. The only time I've ever seen a picture of Ryan Seacrest without a shirt, and this was a young Ryan Seacrest.
What does
probably
this have to do with Mark Consuelos?
Well, because Ryan Seacrest used to be in his seat last week.
Yes, but Mark Consuelos is...
I'm just saying.
Smoking.
Well, I got it. But you know what? Keep a shirt on is what I'm saying.
He doesn't
Dick
have
Clark
to.
Would have told Mark, keep your shirt on.
Dick Clark
so long.
Would have nothing to do with Mark Consuelos.
Well, you know.
It doesn't need to be said, because you know what? He can sit without a shirt
Dick
on.
Dick Clark had everything to say about Ryan Seacrest. That's all. And if he was alive, he'd tell Ryan not to take his shirt off. I'm just saying.
Anyway, so Kelly joked they took a chastity vow. Mark and I have taken a vow of chastity while we'll be working together.
Oh, really?
Because I know how ABC does not like TV partners banging on the side.
Oh, there's some more TMI, Kelly. Oh, my God.
I was on Watch What Happens Live with Andy Cohen.
Well, I'm sure she was referring to TJ Holmes.
Now, evidently, that's appeared because many fans of this long-running series, Live with whoever's on it.
Yeah, whoever.
They blasted the couple for showing way too much PDA during their first week together on air.
Well, it sounds like just talking about getting naked. You know, that's not really fodder for a 9 o'clock in the morning show. You know, I just don't think
I don't think it's what those viewers are looking for.
Well, no,
they're
probably looking for Mark to be naked, but certainly not Kelly. I'm just saying.
That's probably so.
Anyway,
yeah.
Well, all right. With our apologies to Dick Clark, the late great, and Halle Berry. More Who Cares
Tomorrow.
Who is
over 50.
She sure is. Have a great day. And
that's all the news you care us about for today.
Subscribe to the Who Cares News and never miss an episode. We're on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, iHeartRadio, or anywhere fine podcasts are heard. And check us out on Facebook, too. You can listen to our live broadcast every weekday at 8:45 a.m. Pacific on BossBossRadio.com.
That's a mouthful.